Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I'm just going to give some tips and reminders, particularly for experienced property managers, but also, of course, we all began somewhere. These are great tips for new people in our wonderful industry. We all have clients who just, no matter what, how much education or whatever we try and do to educate, to ask for things to be put in writing, such as to proceed with maintenance or to proceed with a tenancy, or depending on where you are, like particularly in Queensland, there's particular legislation about things having to be in writing. So this could be for lessor clients and/or tenants. So we also are a people business, so it's sometimes a hard juggle. To obviously people number one, and then trying to educate, well, this needs to be in writing. So sometimes I know for my own business, it's the last thing I mean, but you don't want it to be portrayed, well, don't talk to me, just email me. And that's certainly not I or what you mean. So we're also looking at best practice, risk management, and good record keeping. So, in the situations where you're prompting the phone call and/or your client or tenant is ringing you, get into the habit if you're not already, but particularly as I say for new PMs. Lovely to hear from you, Stacey. It won't be a moment. I'm just going to open your file and just record and make notes of our conversation. Pause the call. So, that's if I've got the luxury if I'm in the office or depending if you take calls on the road, always have your diary or your day pad, whatever you call it, and make notes with the promise to yourself that you know you're going to do the next step. Now, the next step is if you're on the road and/or in the office, you're going to do a file note, and what you're going to do is email the person. So as you're chatting to him, just confirming, Stacey, that your email address is this. Yep, wonderful. And you're having a chat, you're doing, you're obviously servicing and listening and whatever the conversation's about. Now, what you're going to do is do subject line in an email, file note, dash maintenance, file note, new tenant, file note, inspection, file note, whatever it was, okay? And the property address. So you're going to email that, plus put in your just copy and paste that email into your software, whatever your system is. And basically, lovely to chat with you this morning, Stacey, as per our conversation, whatever it was. Now, an old adage which I've always said and always will, if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. So, there's so many reasons why you do this procedure, and one of them is particularly obviously if a colleague has to take over, so file notes, or you move on because that's what happens in all industries, and I take over that portfolio. The dreaded but happens to the best of us allegations of negligence, or I didn't tell you that, or whatever it might be. QCAT with a tenant or lessor, so tribunal. If it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. So get it out of your head and pause and control the call. Yeah, lovely to hear from you, Stacey. It won't be a moment. I'll just pull up your file. And don't fall into the trap of not making file notes or just making sticky notes, which are dangerous. Day pad, diary, or straight into the system, but particularly the email. So the subject line, file note, dash maintenance, 12 Smith Street, Yarundel, whatever it is. So the property address, and that way it's obviously also professional, but you've got good records as per our discussion. Okay, so if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. A simple way for you to take control, have professional practices, best practice, risk management, good record keeping, you just can't go wrong. And just having that discipline and just knowing it's okay to pause the call and just, your tone, your manner, and all the things you know. But lovely to hear from you. Put a smile on your, on your face. I can hear that. even if it's not lovely to hear from them, but that's naughty of me. But let's be real. People first, and obviously continue to try and educate people that things need to be in writing. And for those who are lazy or refuse to put things in writing, make sure you confirm it no matter what, even if they're not lazy or refuse to put it in writing. So I hope those tips are a good reminder, or for our new wonderful property managers in the industry, a wonderful skill and attribute to have from day one. So thanks for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.